Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think it was really important that we had a game like tonight, you know, this late in the season. That's what we're going to see on Saturday, and we have to match that intensity, and we didn't get it done tonight, so we'll go to the drawing board and we'll get to do it again tomorrow night.
Drift wherever the wind blows, and mine's full of receipts.
Me Swayman says it's back to the drawing board at the end of the regular season. Anybody alarmed by that? I know Wiggy's not.
I have no faith in this Bruins team whatsoever. I think Montgomery might be coaching his last series.
Curtis, why do you say that?
I just find him to be so going where the wind blows. I don't see him as a – I think he's tried this year to be more like Cassidy after the conclusion of last season in the first round, after the best season in the history of the franchise. And from Don Sweeney on down, where you're trying to get rid of Linus at the deadline to add another parts of your roster, we're now a week away, not even days away from the start of the playoffs. Do we have any idea what they're doing in net? Who's starting game one? Who's starting game two?
No.
Is that, I mean, if this is Major League Baseball, different, obviously. However, if you don't know who your ace is at the start of a series, you're probably not going to win it. And I don't know.
Do you have any doubt now that Swayman lost that game yesterday that he may not be the right pick?
I mean, I have no idea. I would go with Swayman because he's the long-term answer, but you could get me to if you could make a good argument, Courtney, or anybody else, that if Linus starts and you go on a deep run, then that value in a trade for him would be dramatically higher than trading him after sitting on the bench. So I understand both. I'm by no means a hockey expert, despite what Dale says.
Yeah, that loss last night's not going to be the decision maker on whether Swayman starts or
but
not.
But he's had a few bad losses recently.
But like last night wasn't a bad loss. He allowed one goal. The Bruins just couldn't score. Like that's all on the offensive skaters.
Well,
they
and that's
couldn't
the
score.
Bigger, isn't that in your mind, Chime, the bigger issue going into this?
1,000%.
Is the lack of production when it comes to goal scoring.
It is.
And it's, I don't know, Mike Milbury might disagree because he sort of disagreed on Thursday on this show, but it's been, I don't know, has it been a month that they've struggled when it comes to that?
Just about. And like the defense, we had concerns about the defense early on. Mm-hmm. They have since leveled out. Hampus Lindholm seems to be a little bit more back to normal. He doesn't look nearly as porous as he did earlier in the season. The goaltending has been elite for 95% of the year, and the offense outside of the David Pastrnak lines or when he's on the ice, the offense is like as cold as it gets. Sometimes it is bad, like outside of that pasta. It feels like those times on the Bruins teams where they had the perfection line and that line was really good, but after that, what did you have?
They're flat. Like, and this doesn't bother Wiggy when it comes to the Celtics at all.
No.
In the regular season, because he says, well, Celtics, they know they're the one seed, and they got home court.
Because so we haven't had questions all year long with the Celtics. We've had questions all year long with the Bruins. And you have two elite goalies and you have you're struggling with your offensive production. I wonder how you could have fixed that problem. Maybe trade one of those goalies, Linus, that we all thought, for some type of offensive.
You couldn't trade him theoretically because he had the choice of where he was going to go.
Well, trade him someplace where he'd want to go.
Yeah,
you know,
but maybe where he wanted to go wouldn't take him.
Well,
because clearly they tried, Wiggy.
I get it, but I just think now that you're looking at it, okay. So if here is your offensive production, then you're gonna have to ride the goalie or the goalies.
Okay, but is it surprising in hindsight that your production is the issue when you lose Bergeron and Krejci? Like, I mean, and you don't really. You were unable to really replace that from a goal scoring perspective.
I would be under the impression, even if Bergeron and Krejci were on this team, the offense would still be struggling. Like, I don't think that those two guys would necessarily be the difference in this offense. They need another legitimate scorer. Like, outside of David somebody outside of David Pastrnak, who when you step on the ice, every single time is a threat to score. They just don't have that.
Isn't that Marchand?
He has not been like that.
I know he's struggled, but
I love the way the guy plays. I love the he is aggressive but he struggled. I mean, it took him 10 games.
Right.
He was hanging there 10 games trying to get to 400. I mean, it's been a struggle for him.
Like, Coyle has stepped in and given you 75-80% of what Patrice Bergeron gave you. Mm-hmm. So that to me was never the issue. It's simply the offense. They just can't
Coyle
score.
Coyle and Zacha both have been really good lately.
Exactly.
On that, so.
And the good news is Coyle's family's local, so they can watch all the games.
This is Phil from New Hampshire. Hello, Phil.
Good morning.
What's up?
Coyle and Zacha have outscored Bergeron and Krejci from last year. Jim Montgomery has gotten more out of these players than anyone could have possibly imagined. This is an incomplete roster. This roster is flawed, and this man has gotten this team to play above and beyond any expectation, even the most optimistic. Calling for his head is kind of I'm set back by that.
I believe we were doing this show at the Beachcomber 2 years ago. And the Bruins had led the NHL in points for a 6-year stretch or so. And Bruce Cassidy got fired because they were not advancing to the place they should be in the postseason. If in consecutive years after Cassidy leaves, you get axed in the first round as the favorite, last year as the massive favorite, then there's absolutely a chance that happens. Don't take my word. Take Razor, who was telling me the other day off the air, that they have to start one goalie, and if they don't get out of the first round, Monty's job's definitely in jeopardy.
Razor said that.
Yes.
I believe Cassidy got fired because the whole locker room turned on him. That was really a little bit more important than whatever underachieving may have happened. I really, truly believe if we did our rotation last year, instead of playing Linus, who was kind of hurt and shouldn't have been playing, and we stuck to what was working, we would have been better off. And we looked a lot different once Coyle was moved off that top line and Bergeron was put back in, and our team got instantly slower. It's a tough situation, and I know he was forced last year to play one goalie from upstairs. And once you can't do what you want to do, that's where you see the scrambling and doing all the other crazy stuff that he was doing with Lions to try to fix what was happening when he couldn't do the one thing he wanted to do, which was what was working. We had an elite setup with two goalies rotating 2-1, 2-1, 2-1. I don't know if the single goalie thing is antiquated or what, but it's been working for us to rotate. And why are we going to deviate from what's been working?
Let me have Razor.
I'm not the hockey guy.
Let me have men's league hero Jermaine Wiggins weigh in on this.
Well, if he was forced to do it last year from upstairs, what would make them change? You're up 3-1 in the series going with one goalie. The only reason why you ended up losing that series is because you didn't take the goalie out that was hurt. If Linus never gets hurt, do you think they pull him?
They should have.
No, if he doesn't get hurt.
Yeah, I still think they should have rotated.
But you're up 3-1 in the series.
She wanted to rotate the whole.
No, but why
she
would
wanted
you
to go into the first round of the playoffs and throughout the playoffs the same way they did in the regular season.
Yep. Right. And I want them to do it again this season.
And she wants to do it again starting this weekend. Yep.
Right, but if they didn't want to do that last year.
And I think that he knows he made a mistake, so I think Montgomery's going to look at this postseason much different than he looked at last year.
But the organization doesn't view it as a mistake. They tried to trade Linus at the deadline.
And how is it a mistake when it worked for you?
It didn't work for them.
You were up 3-1 in the series with one goalie.
Yeah, and we all agree that we think that he should have pulled Linus sooner than he did.
Why should he have pulled Linus?
If you want to say that it was because of injury, that's fine. I think they should have pulled him earlier because I think they should have done the rotation the entire time.
But if you're up 3-1 in the
I understand that.
So then that works.
Well, it might not have worked.
But what she's saying is it didn't work.
It didn't work until he got hurt.
Okay, but so neither of them are hurt now.
Right. So how are you not, like, if the guy
I don't know how you aren't understanding, where it's like if you go into it knowing that it's going to be a rotation, it won't matter if they're up 3-1 or not. That will just be the rotation. Whether they're winning or losing, you're going to rotate guys.
Right, but what I'm looking at is you're up 3-1 in the series last year going with one guy.
Correct.
The biggest issue that you had is the guy you went with who got you up 3-1, he gets hurt. So then you should say, okay, at this point in time, we now got to put the healthy guy in there.
May I pause for a moment?
Sure can.
We will come back to the Bruins. But it is a twofer Tuesday.
What is it?
It's a twofer Tuesday. Twofer Tuesday.
Let's roll.
All right, caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, wins a pair of tickets to see the Sox and Cleveland on tomorrow. I think that's tomorrow night. Is the 17th tomorrow night? Yes. So tomorrow night at Fenway, if you're caller number 9, then you are there with whoever you choose to bring as your guest. I will mention that it's not only a twofer Tuesday, it's also a timeout Tuesday, thanks to Timeout Market Boston. And today we are enjoying food from Inchu, which if you have hashtag bowl goals, Courtney, then look no further than Inchu and their menu of Asian-inspired mashups. What started as a pandemic passion project, Inchu has quickly evolved from a ghost kitchen to a pop-up to the permanent stall that you will find at Time Out Market with fresh ingredients and flavors typical of Far East cuisines. Inchu will send your taste buds traveling to Vietnam, Korea, Thailand, and Japan. And have you tried this morning?
I haven't had a bite yet. I'm excited for it, though. There's nothing better than a good bowl.
Yeah. Okay, good. So thanks to Time Out Market Boston for their support of this show. This is Mark in Medford. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, people.
What's up?
So I say, as far as the goalie rotation goes, go with what got you there. It's not going to hurt. And to be honest with you, I think it's a slight advantage for the Bruins. I'll tell you why. Because now your opponent is not going to get to see your goalie every night and figure out his bad habits and his bad tendencies. You've got a different goalie in there every night, and I think it's to the advantage of the Bruins.
Okay.
Cassidy's not very bright when it comes to knowing that. Because he was trying to trade him.
You mean Sweeney?
Sweeney. I'm sorry. Okay. Sweeney was. I'm sorry.
No,
about
it
that.
Was all that. That was the only, essentially, the only player that he really could get value for when it came to a trade.
But they were going.
But if it truly is invaluable to your playoff run, why would you do it?
Yeah,
I don't know that the goalie is invaluable. I think the rotation has worked for them.
So why were they trying to trade one of those guys that worked for them?
Because they were probably trying to address the offensive issues that are clearly rearing their head now.
They're looking at it and saying, we need a goal scorer. You know, and maybe they were also shy. I'm looking at, like, we need the other option is an additional defenseman. And so let's see what we can get because we have the luxury of the two goaltenders. It's not ideal for us to trade one of them because we like the rotation, but if that's the only thing we can do to add, then that's what we're going to have to do. I think that's what Don Sweeney was looking
at. So the importance of the rotating goalies is lower on the list of what's important, because if they were trying to get more scoring, then that's more important than having two goalies. Because if they felt the two goalies was the most important thing, they wouldn't be trying to unload.
Sure, Wiggy, think that may be true, but they weren't able to get a deal done. So now entering the playoffs.
What was the deal with L.A.? Like, if he would have agreed to that deal, they most likely would have traded Linus Allmark.
Correct.
So tells you what they want.
Well, don't they would have gotten a ton of money off the books, correct?
$5 million or
wouldn't
whatever.
Wouldn't that be good for them? Right. So I don't think it's necessarily that they don't feel like platooning the goalies, doing a goalie rotation isn't useful for them. I think having that money at that point of the season was important.
And because they didn't make the trade, they don't have the offense that they necessarily wanted at the deadline. You're right in that they probably valued offense more than having two goalies, but they don't have that now. So at this point, you have to go with what your strongest asset is, which is your goalies. They are your strongest assets.
There are some texters on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Who say they feel like Monty has this team overachieving.
Yep, that's great. Let's get those texters. If they lose in round one in six games, we'll see them and what they say. And I'm serious. It's all well and good until they actually lose. And the other thing, just, Shime, you're a hockey guy. Will McAvoy play more minutes in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Why? They've had a really good regular season. Why change it?
Because he's the best defenseman.
Right, but you've won in the regular season one way. Why will you change the minutes of your top defenseman?
Because in the playoffs you shorten your bench, Curtis.
Why?
Because you want him on the ice more.
You shorten your bench. That's an interesting theory.
Yes, because he's the better player. Both goalies are equally as good. Their stats are nearly identical, Curtis, so your point is moot.
It is not
moot. Sorry.
What about...
So did they overachieve last year?
LB used to do that all the time.
Yeah,
I used to love it.
I fixed myself immediately.
It was good.
It's bad job.
It's mute and it's moot.
Right.
Mute. I mean, the argument, Texter says the argument is that if they kept the rotation going, then Allmark most likely would not have got.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And hurt last year during the playoffs.
Great point.
So you can't play five games?
Also, Swayman wouldn't have been ice cold coming into a game seven.
Right.
Well, what don't you have to ride a hot goalie?
Wiggy hates a lot.
No. Don't you have to ride a hot goalie? Well, you're right. So how does anybody ever get hot if he's going from game to game?
Listen, would you rather ride one hot goalie or ride two hot goaltenders?
I'd rather ride one hot goalie because you can't have two hot goalies because no one can ever get hot if they're only playing one game at a time.
I mean, they've been pretty hot all year, Wiggy.
Playoffs is completely different, and we know that from talking to Milbury. So did they overachieve last year?
I spent a lot of time hanging out yesterday with Mrs. Wiggins.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Wiggins sees one hot goaltender.
Yep.
Is she only interested in one hot goaltender, and then a second one appears? She's not interested in the other one?
Yeah, well, not unless if you got the Vezina winner, why would you want somebody that can't keep up?
I mean,
and did they overachieve last year?
No, they underachieved last year.
In the regular season?
Well, I mean, I thought the regular season didn't matter. Like, they underachieved. They should have gone
five. I'm saying as a team.
Yeah, I think they underachieved.
By winning the President's Cup, yes.
So, President's Trophy, yes,
they did.
Okay, so then if you believe that, then you could say that they overachieved this year. Because if you looked at last year and going, they had a team that was good, but that was an overachieving team, and all you lost was Krejci, Bergeron, and Bertuzzi, you would, because
that's significant.
Well,
three.
We had the one caller said that Zucker and Coyle have given you better production than Krejci and...
They've taken a step forward.
Right. So you can't say that this team is overachieving. This team is a very good hockey team. And if they get bounced in the first round, you can't go, well, nobody expected that because they're overachieving.
At the beginning of the season, before the first game was even played, I said this team is probably going to be frisky, but they're not going to be anything great. And instead, they were competing for a President's Trophy. So, yes, they have overachieved to this point.
And to be fair, Greg was frisky at Capitol Grill yesterday.
So was Wiggy with those lamb lollipops.
So was
Mrs. Wiggins with the captain, Jason Farrell.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I keep an eye on her.
He's a World Series winner.
I would keep an eye on her if I were you.
Greg, Wiggy was one more conversation away from turning into A-Rod and going into Veritex Bay.
Hey, that baseball money's good. I'll take my...
She couldn't keep her hands off him.
What's it called?
And his wife was there.
I'll take my alimony. Is that what it is, right?
Yes, that's what
it is. Well, guess what? Veritek got to pay up.
So, I don't think he has to pay. I think it would be the breadwinner, Mrs. Wiggins, who would pay you.
He has that Boris money.
Oh, you're about to get a sugar mama, too, because she was talking about her TikTok. Mm-hmm. She's blowing up on TikTok.
No, really? I don't mind.
She's going to rake in that cash.
I don't mind being the Stedman to her Oprah.
Yep.
All right, anyway, we got to take a break. Bruins will wrap up the regular season tonight. And then we'll have lots to talk about when it comes to who is your starting goaltender in game one of round one. What else do I need to mention to you? Road show, first road show of the road show season, 1 week from Friday. So we will be in Vermont for the first time at the Stone Church in Brattleboro. Can't wait to see all of you a week from Friday for road show one. Yes.
And Greg, just a quick note. We might want to get to it because you mentioned it earlier in the show. I have already offended the most powerful person in Massachusetts.
Oh, yes. I'll get to the text message from the governor coming up in just a little bit.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.